Toby Farnham, crouched over the wheel of his TR2, was not enjoying the ride. Visibility was down to a few yards as the fog arched its back against the windscreen like a fat grey weasel. Outside, a distant church clock chimed midnight, but the only sound he could hear was the steady hum of his finely tuned engine and the incessant swish of the windscreen wipers. He'd never make London at this rate. What a damn fool I've been, he muttered to himself. I should have left hours earlier. In an attempt to dispel his gloom, Toby switched on the car radio. His mind drifted back to the weekend he'd just spent. House party at the Hursts. Boring old lot. Except for Jilly. She brightened up no end. He whistled now, almost contentedly. Suddenly, and without warning, the car spluttered to a halt. He cursed softly to himself. Running out of petrol at this time of night, in filthy weather, in the middle of nowhere. What foul luck. He switched off the ignition, the windscreen wipers, and the radio. Rather than sit all night imprisoned in his car, he decided to brave the elements for a while, in the hope of finding a garage, even a farmhouse, anything. He took a deep breath and got out. The fog leapt upon him, its paws on his shoulders, clinging to him, pushing its cold tongue into his nose and ears. He stumbled on blindly. What a pea souper. The only sounds he could hear were his own muffled footsteps and the occasional hoot of a distant owl. He was just on the point of giving up and resigning himself to a lonely night in the car, when straight ahead he could dimly make out the blurred outline of a building. Too big for a farmhouse, manor house more like, even some sort of church. No lights on anywhere. He groped along the outside looking for an entrance. He found it, a heavy wooden door slightly ajar. Putting his left shoulder to it, he pushed and pushed. It creaked slowly open. He was in just in time as the door clanked shut behind him. Strangely, there was no handle on the inside. It was pitch black, and wherever he was locked in. He cursed softly to himself. Unable to see anything in the eerie blackness, he shuffled forward, like a blindfolded two-year-old wearing his father's shoes. His left elbow brushed against something cold and hard, and then he heard it. The laughter, cruel, blood-curdling. He turned around, and as he did, collided into what seemed like a coffin. A werewolf howled. He turned and ran. Footsteps echoed after him. Thunder rumbled all around. The wind roared. He crashed into a wall. There could be no escape. In his mind's eye, he saw the thing coming towards him. Half man, half beast, half pissed. Panic-stricken, he dug his fingernails into the wall. A headless rider on a fiery horse galloped into view, followed by a horde of Indians, hotly pursued by the 14th Cavalry. The 755s and Butler's dead on time rattled through. Hands over his ears, he screamed, "Stop! Stop! Stop!" And that was how they found him next morning. Dead, in the sound effects department of Broadcasting House.